Right, okay, and welcome to our Talking Tough podcast. Today is very different visually, and hopefully maybe brings a little bit more professionalism to...
Don't know about that, let's not speak too soon.
Well, as you can see, you might not be able to see because half this mic is covering most of my face because I've got to get close because I rebound, apparently, which we're learning. But we are here today with a digital profile. We've got really cool earmuffs and massive... mic in our face.
Normally known as headphones.
Yeah. He's literally used the least technical terms for
everything. Not good. It makes me nervous, to be honest. It does make me nervous being around this because I'm quite happy in the office.
Well, how do we do it normally? We have an iPhone.
Sometimes
and
a wet towel in the background.
Yeah.
We have an iPhone and the old Mac.
But it's raw and authentic.
To be honest, I think it's homely. It makes me feel at home.
Yeah.
And this is intimidating. I mean, the monkeys maybe feel a little bit more comfortable about things. I feel
like I'm not the only monkey in the room. There's nowhere to talk about, Rob. It's not. Come on.
Weirdly, I'm not going to get into it. No. So I can't see. So I'm seeing no evil. That's hearing no evil. So if you just keep it hush, then we're good. That's not going to be great for the podcast. Anyway, so today we're taking it up a notch, hopefully. And I love this because this is cool. It's like
it looks professional. It feels professional.
It does, doesn't it? And even if we just talk complete rubbish, as we've always have done, hopefully more people see us.
20 minutes
rubbish.
Of probably drivel, but in crisp audio and and HD video this time.
So. Well, we've got obviously the reason being is Matt asked us sort of to come in and come into doing this, possibly because he's embarrassed by what we've been putting out as our podcast visually anyway.
Let's clear up. You're a client of ours, so a very important client. So we've got this new studio here and you guys put out an amazing podcast. So we thought, why not invite you in and get you up on the screens and make a real show of it?
Proper show.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate this.
No problem.
It was nice because you kind of called us into sort of, it's funny, like, obviously you work with different people, different businesses when you come through doing stuff like this, and having it taken to another level is pretty cool. And then the fact that you're invested into us in different ways is always great from our perspective as a company, because I know that we would always like to think that we try to go that little bit further with what we do.
100%.
And you sort of asked a bit about that, really, didn't you?
Yeah.
You sort of asked, what is it that we do? Because, thankfully, people are asking you why, what do we do, stuff in the area.
And, so we filmed with you. Bit of background story for those watching and listening. We filmed with you, and obviously we got a lot of messages about what you guys actually do, because from the outside looking in, I'll be honest, having never been to one of your sessions, unfortunately, it looks pretty crazy. And some would say maybe intimidating. You look like you're all a really close bunch of friends, as well as the professional relationship. So that can seem quite intimidating on a personal level too, coming into a different situation like that.
Yeah, of course.
What is it like? Have
other people said that to you as well?
Yeah, that's probably one of our sort of frequently asked questions when people sign up or when they're on the fence about that.
Being the new kid at school, sort of.
Yeah, like, do I have to be fit enough to join? Well, that kind of defeats the object, you know. But if it looks like, intimidating or something they couldn't do on the outset, that is going to be a barrier to get over for sure. So, but we do actually train people from beginner status almost, or sedentary, no exercise history as such or whatever, people with some limitations or potentially just getting over injuries, and people who are sort of already what you class probably fit and super fit and perform on a sport background or a competitive level.
You're looking to take those people to the next level, but
I think the biggest thing is that, I think, like Rob said, the first thing is people are often like, oh yeah, I feel like I've got to get a bit fitter to come in. Now, that's, as you said, it's a crazy thing for us to hear, because we obviously want to make it a place where you come from whatever level, right?
I would actually think that.
Yeah, yeah. And that's not...
Not that wouldn't be blown up after the warm-up and be embarrassed, that I already feel stuffed.
Definitely, and don't get me wrong, we're not daft, don't want people to feel that way, but we also do know that there's going to be different levels of fitness in any way you go, but it's the same sort of situation as to when you go to what we call an open gym, like a commercial gym sort of thing, and the amount of times you don't step in or you go that one time, and it's kind of cool because you go and it's gone quiet.
It's very insular, you can be yourself, you can put your headphones on, you can sit there, not that you're going to work as hard as where you are with your gym, but I think you've got the control is with person going.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you know what I mean? They've got a safety blanket there that they don't have to do anything they don't want to do, not being shouted at or told what to do, not that you shout at people, but I've seen you in action, to be fair.
I like to get up in people, no, I don't.
I was backtracking there quickly, and you saved me, to be fair. But you've got a bit of a safety blanket with that, haven't you?
But the reality is of that, as you say, is it's, you how many times, let me ask you this though, okay? and don't take this in any offence and stuff, but we spoke about us outside. How many times have you signed up to a gym and been like a superhero for the first week?
A lot, mate, yeah.
How many times have you been a superhero 2 months
believe, in? I used to gym, like, religiously.
I've actually seen you do a no-handed pull-up, which
is that's impressive. That's
very impressive.
Haters will say it's fake, but...
Haters going to hate, brother.
Yeah, that's it. So I used to gym all the time, and I've had about 4 or 5 goes in the last 5 years. This is about 5 years ago. In the last 5 years, I think I've signed up properly about 3 or 4 times, and I've been good for... Once, the first time was about 2 months, which was actually pretty good. I felt like I was making some small progress and some gains.
Yeah.
Lose a bit of weight, it felt a bit better, and then the last 3 or 4 times have been like embarrassingly bad. Exactly what you just said.
So what?
Two or three weeks.
What I would say is, with people who are feeling like they've got to be fitter or get fitter before they come and stuff, is you don't have to just start off at this level. You know, we do a pre-screening, so you actually fill out a bit of a questionnaire with us. And if we felt that you weren't at that stage already, you know, we do have people come in for sort of half an hour intro one-to-one sessions.
Try and break the ice a little bit.
Come in, do that. Then they come into a session, and we'll only ever tell someone to come into the session if we think they're ready. If somebody does come in and they're in that position of, you know, obviously they're going to have to be welcomed, and the team, I'd like to think, are very good at that, and hopefully, you know, we get good feedback in terms of that, is that you get welcomed, we care about who you are, you know, we've read about your background and stuff, you come in and we make sure that you're doing things correctly. We also are quite, we like to impress on people that when you first come in, don't try and be a superhero.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Blow a gasket after five minutes.
The ego. And as much as you think that when you come in that everyone's like looking at you and doing this, nobody's doing that because they've been in your situation, and if anything, they're more empathetic.
I've got to admit as well, when I went to gym, not only was there a variety of ages, body shapes, and people. There we go. That we don't hide from it. We don't hide from it. Ollie, that was slick, by the way. That was like an F1 tire change.
He's gone all into space now. So
yeah,
I mean, I like that. They're actually plugging their own profile stuff.
That was like an F1 tire change. Look good around for Ollie.
Yeah, I like
that. Not only was there a variety of ages, body shapes, and people, they all look like they're having fun, and no one was looking around. Is it like you just said? No one was looking around, looking at each other. Everyone was like, they were like part of a team.
Even if you think that, like, some people might still have that apprehensive or that negative thought in their head, like, look at them smashing press ups without their knees on the floor. Mm-hmm. Look at me, I can't even bend my arms without really, you know, struggling. But really, it's kind of a self induced negative thought, obviously, because it's in their own mind. They don't necessarily say, oh, I can't do this verbally, but they're thinking it. But it's like when you start something, if you try and learn to play guitar, terrible at first, obviously, but you just stick at it, you get better and better.
Yeah.
No one's judging you on how you play guitar when you first learn. It's like, just because you're an adult, we don't expect you to be able to do a full press-up and be right, now you can do that. Obviously, let's put some weight on your back and make it. No, you have to start from scratch almost. And even if you've done it in the past and you've had, you've been fit and let it slip, don't think you can just jump straight back in at that start point again. You're just going to have a bit of an ego check and think, well, you know, I'm more unfit now. I have to start back from scratch. It's a good time to reset, which is why we have a 30-day reset program. It's a good intro program to start on for sure.
Dive into that a little bit. What is that?
Not just the fitness side of things, not just the exercise, but nutritionally and habits.
You're resetting people's...
It's like you've got that switch. Yeah, you can go, right,
yeah, cool.
Forget what you've done before. Let's just go back. Let's just follow a really basic, simple structure for 30 days. Let's build some habits in there. Let's get you consistent with your exercise.
Sounds really good.
See where we can take it. But don't think that you can come back and just be, you know, superstar on day one. That's why it's over just a short... And 30 days is a short time. You know, 90 days, you can probably change a lot. But 30 days is to get that feel for getting back into things. And it's not that you can go straight into doing full press-ups.
Is this something you've learned over the...
We've refined it over years and years. Yeah, we've literally...
So this is something that you haven't just brought out because you wanted to. This is actually something that you guys have brought to the market because you now know that this is something that's going to work for people. And you had people that turned up before and did blow a gasket.
I think the biggest thing is the reason we do this is, you know, you're going to see a lot of this going on now, right? We're not the only people dropping out with 30-day resets, like 6-week transformations. And if I'm honest with you, it's kind of tedious, it's kind of boring to see now, and I'll admit that. I'll be the first to admit it, because we may see it more than others, because like, you know, when you like fitness, you get every fitness thing come up and everything. I was like, oh. But the reason we do our 30-day reset isn't because we're sort of going, right, you're going to be, size zero by the end of the 30 days. The reality is that within our 30 days, we work on all aspects. As I said, the mindset, the nutrition is hugely powerful.
Like the support aspect too.
But it's about that accountability, right? And these are the things that we've possibly learned more so over the last, nearly 6 years in September of being tough.
Congratulations, by the way.
Cheers.
That's amazing.
Prior to that, we were personal trainers by ourselves, going through multiple years of doing one-to-one training.
Yeah.
Looking back at some of the stuff I probably used to preach and do when I first come out of the gates and such, crikey, like I'd be like smashing people to pieces first off, and they'd be like, "Oh, I was nearly sick."
So they
that was honestly like I still see it now.
Badge of honor.
Yeah, it's like, "Oh yeah, I've absolutely been smashed and beasted."
It's terrible, isn't it, now when you look back.
Right, the reality is, I want you to be coming 3-4 times a week. If I absolutely blitz you every single time to making you sick, A, you kind of don't want to be doing it. How long is your body going to be putting towards that? You know, but it's the other stuff. It definitely is the other stuff, and that's possibly where we spend more of our time educating ourselves and clients, hopefully. And it's working on the mindset around things. Like, it's actually, if I come to the gym now and I work and I somewhat drop the ego, which is something that isn't always easy, don't get me wrong, and that's coming from somebody like myself who was quite ego-driven in the past. But coming in and going, right, I've got to step into here. I'm going to be doing stuff that I'm not comfortable with. I'm going to feel a difference. You know, I'm going to feel a bit of soreness, no doubt.
Yeah.
I'm going to get sweaty. I'm going to get uncomfortable. People don't like getting uncomfortable, right? No one does. We do challenges at the moment.
That's simply the
biggest
thing.
You push people in a different way. You know,
being uncomfortable is a horrible feeling.
But you can be uncomfortable not because you've done 50 burpees. Like, you can be uncomfortable walking into the gym. As I say, a little bit uncomfortable in this situation. Like, you could be chilled as anything, but there'll be people who are behind a camera and are like,
how long did it take us to get comfortable just filming selfie videos, live Facebook?
That's repetition.
Taking
yourself to the comfortable place just a little bit. You're not talking about going to level 10.
Level 3, level 4.
Then you work at there and you think, actually, this is not too
bad. Why do you think being on video is uncomfortable at first? It's probably because you're thinking in your head, what are other people going to say about me? How are they going to view this? Are they going to judge me on this? Am I going to mess it up? Same thing, exactly the same thing. You've just nailed it in terms of it. It's relatable to starting something, stepping into a gym. Are people going to judge me? Am I going to mess up? Am I going to look an idiot? Am I going to be able to have to go outside and be sick even just after the warm-up? And thousands of people we train.
You're so right. How many people do you reckon watching this, the guys that know you, in and around the community are still sitting on the fence after they've seen all the great stuff that you guys are doing?
It was funny, actually. So
you know what I mean? I bet there's hundreds
of people. We have people come, definitely.
You know someone that goes to your gym, and they will go to a party, and they'll say some great stuff, and think, God, I'd love to go to see them.
Yeah. You get it a lot, right? So you get people, I really need to come and see you. I really need to do this. I think I just need to lose a little bit of weight first, or I just want to get a little bit fitter. And I'm like, cool. If I'm out and about, if I'm honest with you, I'm not that sort of person. Like, when I'm not at work, to be honest with you, we'll probably, do you know what? I like to talk about it and I definitely want to help you, but I'm not going to spend my whole night trying to convince you to come and do something. Yeah. You'll come when you're kind of ready as such. But it is, as you say, it was funny because we had a guy come up to us who's a partner, who's training with us. And it's a younger guy. And I also think that's a very tough part, a tough market. I wish.
Well, young lads.
When I talk young lads, I'm talking sort of potentially early 20s or anything like that. Basically he sent us a message, and as we do, we read through his application form, and I give him a call, and I was like, hey, how you going? I was like, well, actually my partner's been with you, and she's absolutely loving it, and I've been reading through your material, and actually I downloaded your free this, and I've been reading through that. I was like, oh, cool, so you've seen a bit. Yeah, for the last sort of year or so, I've been like really interested. And actually I've been doing some nutrition stuff, and I've got some cool results. I was like, that's wicked. I went to him, well, you need to sign up then, didn't you? Because you're the nice one before our freebies. So they may be free, but come on. Yeah. And I was having a bit of a giggle, and he was
good,
like, yeah,
pressure,
by the way. Yeah, that's it. And he sort of went, yeah, but you know, my girlfriend goes, and actually it's quite hard being sort of told what to do. I was like, I get it, I totally get it. But the reality is, he said he's uncomfortable going to where he goes normally. He's worried he's doing things wrong. He's causing himself injuries. He gets the nutrition a lot more now from doing it, but he knows he can learn more.
Just unsure of the basics.
But the thing is, he's like, I know I could be getting more if I just knew a little bit more about what I'm doing. I said, to be honest, there's obviously the structure of it. He said, but she keeps coming back and she's always got this buzz, and I'm coming back and I'm like, I don't feel like I've had a good workout. I was like, well, that's
missing. He feels like he's missing something.
But, and not be funny, we've all done it. We've all gone to the gym, right? And we've gone, right, I like that, I like that, I like that. I'm going to just do those today. I'm feeling pretty tired. I'm feeling fatigued. Or I've had a monster day at work. Yeah. Or, I don't know, people have got the kids and they're like, oh, the kids have been hard. Just going to sit
in.
The nights are dark, If you're booked into something, you've paid for something, I'm coming. you know, I'm going there. And do you know what? I'm going to work hard because there's no point me getting out of bed for a 6 a.m. session to go and do nothing. Or do you know what? I've done a long day at work and I'm making myself go to the gym. I'm going to go and work, right? And do you know what? I'm coming there and I've met you two, you know, and you're here, same situation, and we're here every week. And I'm like, how are you getting on, mate? Oh,
what,
mate,
people that resonate with your, you know, what you're trying to achieve too.
Yeah, they're like, I've had a monster. I'm like, come on, mate, let's just crack this. And you're going through. Do you know what? I challenge you to do 5 burpees and watch what I'm doing. You've not got a chance. Like, do you know what I mean? I challenge you to concentrate on, you know, doing a goblet squat or, you know, a hip thrust or whatever it be, you know, a movement. Because you're so concentrated on getting the best out of it and to make sure you're doing things correctly. And then the trainers come along to cue you. As soon as they say to you, you know, let's make sure we're sending our hips back, make sure you're bracing there. You're thinking about those things. What colour's your door?
Black.
Well, it's fair, but I'm saying you can't not think about that, right? Because I'm saying to you. But do you know what I mean? As soon as I say it, it's in your head. Yeah. You know, if I'm saying to you one thing...
It's not a real fear.
You know, like at the end of the day, if I say to you, what it pops up into your head, you know, what's your mum's maiden name? It just comes into... You say these things, and that's it. You're on it, right? And I'm saying certain cues to people, and they can't help but think about that. They're not going, what's Matt doing? You know, send your hips back, what's Matt doing? You know, they don't care. Like, you know, they're
it's
in
repetition.
Their own place.
If they keep hearing the same things over and over again, over time, they'll keep doing it. So keeping the hips up when they're trying to, say, do a plank, and eventually they'll be like, in their own heads, they hear your voice saying it, and they're like, keep my hips up.
I'm in your head. This, I know it sounds weird, I'm just going off subject, because I like to do that, but isn't it a bit weird that you can kind of... I feel like I'm in your head.
Yeah. Like, it's pretty strange.
It's good though, isn't it? Because you know...
I'm glad I can take these off after and actually not have Josh in my ear.
What it does, just to give you a bit of technical background, you hear how loud you're talking.
Okay.
And if you had just a mic here, you'd have no idea if your mic
the volume
was up or down.
Would get up and
I possibly need to wear these full time because I have no clue on my volume.
With the spit filter as well.
That's it. So, but yeah, going back to what were we saying?
Is that what this is? Lost the spit filter?
Yeah, if you didn't, this would, it would spike in noises.
Yeah. See, I didn't know. I just thought it was just like another cool, like...
No, it stops. It catches all your your spit and a bit of sound deadening for the mic.
I hope you change these regularly. Otherwise, I know we're the first on that sort of new to it. So, but yeah, no, cool. Yeah. Back on track if you want to go into what we were talking about. Well, so then we say, like, so when we looked at the things and the different things we've come into the past, it's a whole package now. So 30 days, right? The 30 days is a reset because what we need to do is try and almost reset current beliefs on nutrition because the amount of times people come to me, I eat really well. If I'm honest with you...
The word is but.
But not even that. Like,
sometimes,
tell me
if you delve
well,
into it, they eat
really well. But what's your eating really well? Like, you know, what are you eating for the purpose of what you're trying to achieve? Now, I've got people who've come to us like, I'm really good with my eating. I'm vegan or I'm vegetarian, so I eat really good food. Yeah, you may be really good in terms of getting high nutrient-dense foods. There's certain things you might be lacking in, actually. And somebody else who's not... from that background might be absolutely slating you going, well, you're missing out on A, B, and C in your diet because you're not eating these things. So they wouldn't see you as eating good. Then there's the other flip side of, I'm trying to lose weight. I can't do it, and I'm not losing weight, but I eat really well. And the reality is they might be eating good whole foods, and I don't get me wrong, 100% I'm for all that, but understanding how much energy you need, you know, to actually get the result you want is different.
You guys know your shit, right? Excuse my French. But for nutrition and... all that stuff for Joe Public is a minefield.
Where would you take yours off of Instagram and things? Where would you get ideas for
you've got
nutrition?
Understand a lot of anything, not nutrition, understand who you're getting the information from. Like,
exactly, yeah.
You read a report that was written by someone that benefits them to say a certain thing. Like,
yeah.
I read that even an avocado's got however many calories, like more than a Mars bar or something. You think just it's an avocado.
Exactly, yes.
It's like calorie dense, like rich. You tell me if I'm talking rubbish, by the way.
No, that's...
So, people must think, oh my God, my mind's exploding like with this info. What I don't know if I'm in the doing the right thing.
Show you a Mars bar, show you an avocado.
Because, eating...
It's true, like, you're like, well, what should I eat? Maybe I'll eat the Mars bar.
Well, obviously, that's sugar. It's got a lot of sugar in it, the Mars bar, but, true. You know...
Avocado's got a lot of fat in it. Mm. So is it good? It's good fats. Is it bad fats?
Yeah, it's a minefield. I would sit here now listening to you guys and think, oh, Jesus, I ain't got a fucking clue what you're talking about.
This is what we're saying is, in the reset, we strip back and we're going, right, what we want you to do is, you're buying into us as a company, as a product, as such, really. And we want you to trust us for sure, and give us the opportunity. But you have to listen to what we're doing. Don't take a little bit of something from here, a little bit from the guy who's got a six pack telling you that, you know, I'm going to drink a coffee and I'm going to lose like 10 stone in a week, you know, just because he's got abs, you know. And that's the sad thing is, you know, these companies are obviously going out there going, right, that guy looks good, that girl looks awesome. What I'm going to do is I'm going to tell them that if they push this booty product, right, because they've got an amazing backside,
yeah.
And not being funny, I want my bum to look like that. I do, like, not being funny, I'd be happy with my bum looking like the Instagram model's bum. Mm. Like. And they're like, well, I'm going to go and buy that booty. Because do you know what the reality is? All I've got to do is carry and live.
Get in there. Like, you won't fit in your probably wearing trousers soon, will you?
Well, I'm not going to, I don't want to get it. Me in yoga pants is probably a good look. I'm happy to do it. But they do this, but they don't change anything else in their lifestyle.
Yeah.
But then the reality is if they do look at the product and read it, it's not because of the tea. They're being asked to do 10,000 plus steps. They've got to do half an hour of exercise with resistance training. They've got to drink 3 litres of water. Well, hang about.
Skipping meals, isn't it? Like, a lot of things, the supplements make you skip meals.
Don't
which
eat
is
breakfast, don't do this, and you haven't said it. So wait a second, I've cut out all the calories from my meal in the morning. Mm-hmm. I'm doing more exercise than I was anyway. Drinking more water. I'm doing ABC. But yes, the tea bag that I've just chucked in my hot water.
What's the catalyst though? What's the main thing? They're paying £30 for a bag of tea, basically. That's probably why.
Yeah,
because they've invested the money into it.
It's like the shake diets, isn't it? Like, no wonder you're losing weight.
You're not eating food, and you're spending a lot more money on instant coffee or whatever. And it's
the worst thing is people buy into this shit.
They do because it's a quick.
Because they don't know. They haven't got the knowledge, and they don't know who to listen to. They haven't got anyone they can trust around here. Like, we've got Paul up the pub. I think he's a nutritionist because he did one module at university 35 years ago. Oh, don't eat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, Paul, thanks. You got any more of those tips, mate? Like, you don't know who to listen to. Another thing is, even in industry, one person will say one thing, this diet, the Atkins diet, this, and then someone else will come out with another one.
So many conflicting things.
Well, yeah, listen to this. Absolutely all diets work.
Yeah, everything. We could say, go for a McDonald's diet. We won't promote this right now, but we could say, have one meal, so one... Go to town at McDonald's, literally just do 1,600 calories in McDonald's once a day, you'll lose weight because you're in a deficit. You're in a
not
calorie.
Like anything else, you've got to drink 3 litres of water.
You've got to walk there to get it. Yeah. And all diets, what I just said, it's not the fact of the magic combination of carbs, fats and proteins and things you have in and things you take out. It's the fact you're following something almost religiously.
Yeah, of course.
For a set period of time.
What I'm going to say is how we could relate to some of these things.
Yeah.
The way we could potentially relate is that it gives you structure, right?
Yeah.
And some people work, and we've got different approaches within our one approach.
I think that's such a big word.
We've got different approaches routine. Within our one approach, but it gives them structure, gives them routine. So I wake up and I've been told to have which is a shake, right? I know at 12 o'clock I'm allowed a bar. At 2 o'clock I'm allowed something, right? And then I'm allowed one whole meal, which has got to be from lean meats and vegetables. Nearly most of the products are doing something like that, right? But because I've just spent £90 on the shake in the bar for the month, right? I'm doing it because I spent £90. Now, what we're doing is going, right...
Just before we get into that, sorry. What's the words that a lot of these things and what people associate with that is, because I'm on this, I'm allowed that. So it's like, it's that...
Yeah.
Oh, I'm allowed to eat this as if it was bad. Whereas, like, what Josh is going to go into in a second is how we structure it in terms of
real world stuff.
Yeah, look at what you want to do, what you want to have into your week, your day. If I want to eat a double decker, I'll fit it into my day. Now, I always use that analogy just because it's quite a good chocolate bar. So I thought I'd just
Do you like the Dinky Deckers?
I don't know what they are. I guess they're small double deckers.
She's not a real fan. Yeah. So interesting.
I'll have to admit, I don't know what a dinky decker is.
No. I don't know what a dinky decker is.
No, it sounds good though. Good.
I'm literally a chocolate.
Before you get into the why we do the nutritional approach, what's a dinky decker?
Well, yeah, as you may have gathered, it's a very small bag of double deckers.
Double deckers are really underrated chocolate bar, I think.
Yeah. Well, why wouldn't you just get the big meaty?
Because no chocolate bar anymore is big and meaty, is it? Like, tell me,
double decker duo.
So he's changing the game, isn't he? He's gone from double. So by four.
You'd be surprised how much they do still. I know the packets seem to get smaller and smaller, but they still over 200 calories a bar.
It's still high in calories, but still smaller than what they were before. They're probably 300 calories before because they're nearly a third.
They're probably just lying on the packet.
Anyway, so off the deckers. But what I was saying is, like, so instead of spending £90 now on just this structure, how about we help you with your structure? Look at the foods that work for you and your family, because but the reality is, right, you come home, you've been working all day, and you go back to your lovely wife, and she's made you dinner, right? Now, don't get me wrong, Rob, have you got that? Because I know I haven't. So I'm hiding behind the hearing.
Christy did make dinner last night, but I usually take... control that. I actually like making dinner, so
But also, you come back and say someone's made something nice for you, or you know tonight's Taco Tuesday, right? We've got a client that says Taco Tuesday. Love that, right? So Taco Tuesday, something to look forward to, you and the family, and it's quality time. And you go, right, well, that's cool. I know I've got that. So how do I manage the rest of my day to keep me within my sort of my energy input, my calories in, whatever it be, and still enjoy Taco Tuesday with my family and not go hang about, can't do that, I've got my shake tonight. And like, I want to be able to do that. I want to be able to go to Pizza Express, and then go to the cinema.
It sounds like you're going
to
set yourself up for failure as well, because you can come down and you're not doing what you want to do. Well, your family time is
miserable. Yeah. Dieting is miserable.
Yeah, really. and dieting can be quite a result.
I've got a question for you both. You're both in exceptional shape. I think you're fine. You're fine specimens of human beings. How religiously do you guys diet? Like, be honest now.
This is the weird thing. We always say like one to two good diets a year in terms of.
I mean, no,
four
I'm not,
to
I don't mean
six weeks.
I
mean,
maybe I said the wrong thing. Day to day.
How do we eat?
Yeah,
how do we fuel ourselves?
Like, you look, obviously, you both look great. Like,
I'll be honest with you. I'm what I call the lazy chef, and also I'm just about balance about the most of the time. So, reality is, I love chocolate. Right, Saturday nights, I like to go out and I like to get boozy with my mates and stuff and have not be funny. I don't go and go hang out. I'm not having this. And I'll have the pizza and I'll have this, but it's about managing what I'm doing. Monday to Friday, I know what. Obviously, you've been doing it for a while, right? I know what works well. It doesn't mean I eat the same things every day. I don't just eat the same stuff, but I do actually have pretty much consistent breakfast because, once again, I'm lazy. I like having oats. When I'm having a few more calories in, so if I'm not doing like a leaning sort of thing, which, you know, because say when people want to lose
just
a bit
keep
of weight.
Just keep it general. I mean, just generalize.
Yeah, I'd go, right, I'd have maybe some oats with whey, but I wouldn't necessarily say that to all my clients.
But this is important to know that's what works for you. I'm just interested. To know what works for you guys, like,
and that's not something I'd necessarily say to clients because it can sometimes could be like a 600-700 calorie. See, when I have people say it to me,
you work hard, though, don't you, every day? So you're
burning
more calories.
We've got an active job.
It's the energy output again, right? So we're moving around. We're active. We're training every day. Then you know, lunch. I have a couple of lunches and such, really. So I might have
one day that he rotates through.
No, I do. I
mean, have a lunch. Well, but they're not actually that bigger boxes.
Well, in comparison to most people,
you have like one chicken breast and a bit of salad. That's one lunch.
A couple of lunches, lunch at 12:15 and then at 10 to 1 of my second.
Spread it out. But then I might have like, say, it might be a protein bar, for instance, if I want something like that in my day. It might just be whatever else, like German snack-wise. Yeah, it might be a banana, a bit of fruit. Then the evening meals, let's say, I like to keep sort of lean meats in. So I like my, stir fries are always a good one because they're easy. Once again, I'm lazy.
We did a great, great diet, didn't we? Four-week little intense diet, really sort of accountable, set the meal plan out. Called the shake and fries diet. So there you go. So you got protein shake in the morning. So this is literally how simple it could be. Cutting out real food for a nutritious protein shake, not a crap supplements and things. Mm-hmm. But yeah, putting real foods into there. A light lunch and then a stir fry dinner. So it could be low carb, vegetables only. It could be meats. It could be vegetarian. And that was quite popular.
Oh yeah, and people we got very it quick results because obviously it was super low calorie. But
you can't
something we were saying like do all day long,
long term.
But it is one of those. You can do these things for sure. And what I say is like put your foot on the gas, and then the rest of the time you need to be able to do something that's long term sustainable that you can adhere to, so you can stick with long term. So yeah, I want to involve my Taco Tuesday, for instance. I want to be able to go out Friday night and go to the cinema. I have some form of snack and a Pizza Express. I know I'm going to be doing those things. That's part of my sort of routine as such.
But the key thing you're talking about when you're speaking like this, what I'm listening to is you've got management. You're managing your calories for the days that suit you and your life. Yeah. And the other days, you're holding yourself accountable to actually be on point.
I think people
listening will really like that.
We have the knowledge, don't we? That's the thing. I think we know what's in things. And it does take people time to learn about that. But
it's investing into yourself, though, isn't it? Like,
of course,
all this beautiful stuff in front of me. You buy that for me, right? Mm-hmm. And go, that is literally the business. I haven't got a clue how to use it. So, I mean, I want to use the laughter button on there. So I would have to learn use the laughter.
Shall we? Crack a joke.
All right. It's quite a long joke. It's too long.
How long?
That was the joke.
All right.
Missed it, didn't I? Not quite on the ball. Not quite the radio DJ I was hoping.
Quite a long joke.
I'm not going for that long joke. No, I was just hoping you were just going to be like, oh, this is awkward. I love that this is being filmed. Yeah. Couldn't be more awkward.
Yeah, there's no one else today.
What?
Sandra, catch you later.
So yeah, anyway, you've got still Sandra. That's the candle after everyone.
Sandra's always here. Sandra's our...
You're at half an hour, by the way, if you want to...
Wow.
Yeah.
That's gone quick.
Right, okay, because that's
we've got to just do another one. Let's wrap this one up.
We were going to say, actually, just on that point, accountability. Way we got in shape, so obviously we do it every day. We know what we're doing as such, but we made the time to do that. And it's about when you invest in a program, say like 30 days, you make the time available to do that. If you've made that switch in your mind, like I need to do something, you'll make time, you'll book the sessions, you'll be accountable to us, book them, you have to turn up. If you're on your own sort of schedule, I don't fancy the gym today. But yeah, so that's the accountability. We did the same, like for the last year or so, we've been working with a coach and he's been program our sessions. And we followed the training, we checked in, because we wanted that sort of accountability, because to step it up a notch, we programmed stuff that we didn't like doing, we did it. And that's
stuff
that's
that you
would
thing. Have done on your own back.
Because it's easy not to do stuff.
And what I think is, say, what I was getting onto before the whole soundboard thing is that you've got to invest into it properly. Like, there's no point in me buying this and going, right, that's going to fix my problems, because I'm useless on podcasts. I've bought this really fancy piece of equipment, or I've bought a training package, or I've hired a personal trainer. Because I've got it doesn't mean I'm going to get a result. I need to invest my time
and
to
use
learn.
It.
And do you know what? I need to read the instructions, and then I've got to action it. Knowledge is not power without action at the end of the day. And I've said this so many times to people. I can give you, or we can give you, everything and all the tools you need, right? But it's no good unless you're learning how to use them, understand them. Don't just get it and blitz it and go, right, okay. Because that's otherwise you do get a cookie cutter diet. You follow it step by step, but you don't understand how it works. And you walk away 4 weeks later and you're like, oh, I've put my weight back on because I don't understand why it worked. So you haven't educated yourself. So our big thing is education, understanding why things work so you can go out and manage it. If we don't see you after 4 weeks, you go off and do your own thing. But if you can do it, listen to the things we say, hopefully, read them, implement them, do as we ask, you will get a result, you know? And that's the big thing for me is that I don't care, like, you know, we could be the best trainers in the world. I'm not saying that we are. There's amazing coaches and stuff. We could be the best trainers in the world. And I can see you 4 times in a week, right? Which is much more activity than you were doing prior to that. And we can work you hard, do the right things to keep you healthy, moving well, get you stronger, fitter. But if you go home and you don't action the other stuff, we've given you the tools, we've given you the information, but I can't sit in your house and feed you and do all those things. I don't have the time for that. You've got to take some responsibility for that.
On that, many clients have said, oh, can we employ you to come just bat the food out of my hand before I eat it, which is, it could be a side business we do. So you literally follow them around and...
It is the fact there has
to be some sort of willpower, but the more you invest in it, the more you build those small habits, it does become day-to-day sort of life.
That's it, and that's a big thing is habits, right? And that's another stuff. We could potentially always go and touch on a different podcast, but I think hopefully that's given a little bit of insight as to what some of our 30-day stuff is. I mean, is there anything else that you think you'd
I've enjoyed talking to you. Thanks for inviting me on. It's been an eye-opener.
I've loved the learning about the spit.
Yours is quite...
Such a moist spit catcher.
I have to ring that one out at the end.
Wow, cheers.
That's brilliant.
Thank you very much. So we're going to wrap it up there, guys. Hopefully you go out there now and learn something, take something away from here, that dinky deckers are a thing. And
I'm still
going
to go with the full double decker. I feel like getting let down by small...
Throw my chocolate into that Whisper Gold.
Good. Classic. I've gone back into it. Had a couple of original Whispers.
I just don't think you can look past it. It's very, very good. It's got a lovely...
How big is your Whisper Gold?
It's firm. It's firm.
I've got
a really small hand.
That's a six-pack.
He's not snacking on. He's got more than a double duo there. Yeah. I'm going to throw mine in there because no one actually asked me, so I'm going to go for that.
You're Dinky Decker, man.
I thought he was going to be Yorkie Raisin and Biscuit.
That's such a so underrated chocolate bar, by the way.
Love that. And do you know what?
Not
now
for girls,
maybe
by
think,
the
maybe think, wow, you're not allowed to do that anymore. I'm not sure if it's that or Boost. Boost. Talk to me. Talk to me about Boost. It gives you extra energy. I've seen the plus signs.
They're putting guano or something in one of them.
Guano, brother.
Yeah.
What's guano? Ustiguana. Anyway, right, we've got to go because otherwise this is what happens. We go on for another 45 minutes talking absolutely.
Let's wrap this up now.
So, massive thank you to Digital Profile. Matt, especially, obviously coming on to here today. Ollie's in the background, by the way. Big shout out. He's waving, you can't see that because he's behind the camera.
He's taking his trousers off. Okay.
For the laughter.
Wow, it's one of those Whisper Golds again. Whisper Golds back out. Legendary. Man of the mission. And obviously, Rob for... You know, sitting there and looking super cool with his headphones on. I'm sure we all look ridiculous. And we'll catch you soon. This will be hopefully stepping up and moving the podcast forward.
Thanks. All right,
guys.
Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good.